Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Glory goes to God. Welcome to Sword of the Spirit. I'm your host, Brother Barney. Get your Bibles, pencils, and papers ready, because again tonight we have a lot of scriptures. Glory goes to God. Thank you all for joining us, and I'm going to play a little music, and I'll be right back. Father God, we give you praise and honor and glory. Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Sword of the Spirit, and everybody that is listening on live stream. God bless all of you. And tonight we're going to share about being sanctified. Amen. Sanctification, works, and all of the other good stuff that goes with it. So get your Bibles and your pencils and your papers ready. As usual, I like to use a lot of scriptures. Instead of using one or two verses and share for an hour, I like to let the Word of God minister to us. So get your pencil, papers ready. And our first scripture is going to be in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, and it goes like this. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we come to your throne of mercy and grace by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we offer you praises, honor, and glory. Lord, we worship you and we adore you, Father God. We ask that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you would take over and anoint our eyes, our ears, our mind, prepare our hearts, cleanse our heart, Lord, to receive your word. And Lord, let your word be planted in our heart and take root and let it grow, Father God, and let it bring much fruit for your power, for your glory, for your kingdom, that you would be well pleased. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we honor you and we praise you. Amen and amen. Amen. Glory goes to God. It says, for us to study, to show ourselves approved. Approved for what? Unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. Good biblical exegesis is actually commanded in Scripture. No matter what people say, it is commanded in Scripture. Study, be diligent to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needed not to be ashamed and rightly divided the word of truth. According to this verse, we must handle the word of God properly through diligently studying the word. If we don't, we have reason to be ashamed. Amen? So this is why we have to study the word. I'm going to go to John chapter 14, verse 12, and it says like this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Amen. Now, there's a lot of ways to interpret this particular scripture, but the word of God should not be interpreted by humans. It should be interpreted by the Holy Spirit. It is his word. Amen. And what does it mean? Greater works than these you shall do, because I go to my Father. The word there, greater, is P-I-S-T-E-U-O. Believe, that's the word there, and it is pronounced P-I-S-T-E-U-O. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And the Strong Concordance, it's number G4102. Amen. And what is the meaning of it? Believe. To commit to one. To trust. Be committed unto. To put your trust with and commit to one's trust. That's what the word believe means. Amen. Those who believe, and then greater works, the word there is M-E-I-Z-O-N. It's pronounced mason. Amen. And what's the meaning of that word? It means greater, greatest. It means larger, quantity, spread about. And when Jesus Christ walked on the earth, he done miracles everywhere he went. But because he goes to the Father, we are his workmanship, and we are scattered all over the world preaching the word of God. And this is what he means, and greater in number. Amen? Glory goes to God. In Mark 16, verse 17 and 18, it says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. They shall drink deadly things, and it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there, as soon as they hear scriptures like this, oh, it's works-based, we're not saved by the works of God. And it's true. We are not saved by the works that we do. We do the works because we are saved, because it says these are signs that follow them that believe. If we have no works, we have no fruits, that means our belief, there's something wrong with our belief system. There is no fruits, because these are the signs that follow them that believe. Amen? Glory goes to God. Acts 17:11 says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica. And that they received the word with all readiness in mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were true. Amen. So in other words, what he's saying is these people was more noble than the ones in Thessalonica. Why? Because they searched the word daily. They did not take man's word for it, but instead they searched the scriptures on a daily basis. Amen. Glory goes to God. John 6:29 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he had sent. Amen. Now, this is the will of God, that we believe in the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. But the word believe there also is works. Believe it or not, the word believe is works. Amen. Not our works, because we are not saved by our own works. Faith and believe and trust in God comes by hearing the word. Amen. We give God the thanks for that. God gets the glory for that. 1 Thessalonians 1:5 says, our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance. As you know that manner of man we are among you for your sake. Amen. So what is Paul saying there? The gospel that they preach, the gospel that we preach, does not come from man, from human. It comes by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Is going out there and sharing the gospel to people, is that works? Yes, it is. Amen. Glory goes to God. But this is not our words. It comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Those are the works. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men, man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power. Glory goes to God. Thank you, Father God. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Amen. Paul is saying that what he preached does not come from man or wisdom of man, but it was demonstrated through the power of the Holy Spirit, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Amen. Glory goes to God. Thank you, Father God. Luke 24:49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endowed with the power from on high. Amen. So what Jesus is telling the disciples, that he promised to send the Holy Spirit to his disciples if they obey him. And he instructed them, go to Jerusalem and wait till you be endowed with the Holy Spirit. Amen. All these works that we're talking about is not our works, but is work done from God through the power of the Holy Spirit through us, that he would be glorified. Amen. It's an act of obedience on our sake, that we are willing to allow God to work through us by surrendering and obedience to God. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us. Amen. What Paul is saying, we have this treasure, even though we are in earthly vessels, but the excellency is of the power of God, and does not come from us. Amen. Glory goes to God. Luke 9:1 says, then he called his disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Amen. So he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Is healing the sick works? Yes, it is. Healing the sick is works. Amen. Glory goes to God. And I'm going to get to the point where I'm sharing all this, but I'm going to get a few more scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Amen. The purpose why we are sanctified. How do we get sanctified? God is the one that sanctifies us. What does it mean to be sanctified? It means to be holy and to be put aside for a special purpose. Amen. And that's the purpose that God may do his marvelous works through us, which calls upon our act of obedience to God. Amen. Glory goes to God. That's not too hard to understand. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It is God's will that we be sanctified, holy, body, soul, and spirit, and preserved and be blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That is the will of God. Glory goes to God. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. I don't think anybody could say it even better the way Paul says it. Glory goes to God. 2 Corinthians 1 and 2. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. Amen. Are we called to live our own lives and do as we please? Or are we called to be saints? Amen. Jesus Christ called us to be saints. Amen. With all that in every place call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, both ours and theirs. He's talking to the church of Corinth. Amen. John 17:17, sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. This is the prayer that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, prayed to the Father for us, that God would sanctify us by his truth, because his word is truth. And that's how we are sanctified, by the word of God, and is backed up by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, what is sanctification? 1 Thessalonians 4:3, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, from the world, from the flesh, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the world, worldly lust, the pride of life. That is the purpose of sanctification, which means to be set aside, to be holy for the purpose of God. Amen. The word sanctification is related to the word saint. Amen. Sanctification and saint are related. Both words have to do with holiness, and to sanctify something is to be set apart for special use. To sanctify a person is to be made holy. Amen. Jesus had a lot to say about sanctification in John 17, verse 16. And said, they are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. And this is before his request, sanctify them. Before Jesus Christ said, sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth, Jesus prayed to God and he said, Jesus had a lot to say about sanctification. In the verse 16, they are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. Amen. What does that also mean? Sanctification. To be set aside. To be made holy. Amen. Glory goes to God. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Glory goes to God. Amen. Mark 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Amen. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Glory goes to God. Amen. What does that scripture say? What does it mean? The world puts upon us heavy laden and heavy burden. Religion puts upon us heavy laden and heavy burden. But Jesus Christ is inviting us to come to know him. And he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Amen. Does God want to put heavy burdens on us? God forbid. No, he doesn't. And he says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. What does that scripture say? It's not our works. There's nothing that we could do to please God. The flesh cannot please God, nor indeed it can. There's no way. It is impossible for the flesh to please God. Amen. No matter what we try or what religion tells us or what man, human, and flesh or religion or denomination tells us, the flesh cannot please God. Amen. So what does he mean? For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That means the work that we do, he does it through us. Our job is to allow God to work through us, to allow his work to grow in us, to allow the Holy Spirit to work through us. Our job is to be obedient to God. Is that a heavy burden? God forbid. It's not a heavy burden. We should do it with all joy, and glory goes to God. Amen. That's why the Bible also refers to sanctification as a practical experience of our separation unto God. Amen. Sanctification is the effect of obedience to the word of God in one's life. It is the same as growing in the Lord. 1 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. We are to grow in grace. What does it mean to grow in grace? Grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is given to us freely. And we are to experience the love, the mercy, the grace of God every day of our lives. And to grow in it and be thankful to God and to learn to be obedient to God, to his word, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Spiritual maturity. God started the work of making us Christ-like, and he is continuing. Amen. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this, everything, that he which began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. What is the day of Jesus Christ? When Jesus Christ comes back for his saints, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. But it says, being confident, in other words, trust and believe and accept this. Be confident in this. Everything that he which had began a good work in you will also perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory goes to God. This type of sanctification is to be pursued by the believers earnestly. 1 Peter 1:15 and 16, but as he which had called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. Glory goes to God. Hebrews 12:14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. It's an instruction. This is an instruction, and this is also work. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. And this we cannot have. We cannot obey Hebrews 12:14 to have peace with all men and have holiness that leads to knowing and seeing the Lord. We cannot have that without John 17:17. Our Lord Jesus Christ paid for that. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. That's how we obey that particular instruction. John 17:18 and 19. Which they are sent into the world, as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. That Jesus set himself apart for God's purpose is both the basis and the condition of our being set apart. Amen. Jesus Christ sanctified himself and set apart and prayed for us that through him we also would be sanctified and set apart. Amen. John 10:36 says, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent unto the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. People said Jesus was blaspheming because he told them he is the Son of God. And verse 37 says, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. In other words, if I'm not doing the works of my Father, fine, don't believe me. But look what it says in 38. But if I do, true, you believe me not. Believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I am in him. Amen. So he's saying, if I do the works of my Father, then you should believe me, because the works I do come from the Father. Amen. And these very words Jesus Christ instructed us to do. Amen. We are sanctified and sent because Jesus was sanctified. Our Lord's sanctification is the pattern of and power for our own sanctification. The sending and the sanctifying and inseparable. On those accounts, we are called saints. Amen. The sanctified ones, prior to salvation or believer, bore witness to our standing in the world in separation from God. Amen. Before we came to God, we were separated from God. But now, our behavior should bear witness to our standing before God in separation from the world. When we come to God, now our witness and testimony should show because we are standing with God and separated from the world. And that's what our Lord Jesus Christ prayed for us. Amen. I hope everybody's getting this. Amen. I'm getting blessed by this. Glory goes to God. Sanctification. This is the same glorification that Paul prays also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul speaks about Christ as the hope of glory in Colossians 1:27, and the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ to our personal glorification. That's when we would be glorified with Christ at his coming. Amen. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then you also shall appear with him in glory. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. This glorified state will be our ultimate separation from sin, a total sanctification in every regard. Amen. We know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3:2. Amen. Sanctification is a translation of a Greek word, and I don't know if I could pronounce it, hygmos, meaning holiness, or a separation. God granted us justification, position, holiness, and Christ. God guides us to live and to grow and to mature in Christ so that we can be holy. And in the future, God will give us glorification at the return of Christ. That is a permanent, ultimate holiness. These three phrases of sanctification separates a believer from the penalty of sin. And that's what the sanctification referred to as justification. Amen? That's considered justification. By his righteousness. His righteousness is applied unto us. We're covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? To have power over sin is maturity, and this is a sanctification in the Word of God, in the power of the Holy Spirit, to grow in the grace of God, that we gain maturity, no longer having to drink the milk, but to be mature enough for the meat of the Word, and then to grow in the matureness, to grow in our Lord Jesus Christ. And to mature in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In him and in his word and obedience to the Lord, and to be delivered from the presence of sin, final state is glorification. Amen. As long as we are on this planet Earth, we are surrounded by sin. But this is why we have to grow in the grace of God and maturity of God, so we could overcome the world and sin. And then we will have glorification, which is permanent, separated from sin. Amen. Glory goes to God. Jude 1, verse 4 says, "For there are certain men crept in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into a life of sin, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What is that saying? That there was people that snuck into the church and took the grace of God and abused the grace of God, saying it's okay to live a sinful life because we are under grace. But in doing so, ungodly man turning the grace of God into a life of living a life of sin, by that doing that, they are denying the only Lord God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They have no grace. They fall from grace, from such teaching. Amen. The grace of God should not be abused. Glory goes to God. Romans chapter 6, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Amen. So we are not to continue in living the sinful life, but the grace of God is supposed to teach us to live godly in Titus chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men, teaching us, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Amen. So yes, God is lovable. God gives us his grace and love and mercy. But his grace, it is very, very, very dangerous to abuse the grace of God. And I hope everybody's not confused, because when we sin and we truly repent of that sin, God is faithful and just to forgive us. If we mean business and truly repent, God truly means business too. He truly forgives us. That's what it means. It doesn't mean continue in the same sin over and over and over and over. It means to repent from that sin. That's what it means. Otherwise, Jude chapter 1, verse 4, living a sinful life, saying it's okay to live a sinful life because of the grace of God. Therefore, it has no more effect on that person. It will not do them any good. They abuse the grace of God. They have fallen from grace. Amen. Glory goes to God. Isaiah chapter 1, and I'm going to start at verse 16, says, wash yourself, make yourself clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widows. Verse 18, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Amen. What a scripture. Glory goes to God. So what God is saying here, come now, let us reason together, you and I. He's saying, come and listen to the gospel. You cannot do it on your own. Nobody could make it on their own. But hear the gospel and listen to the word and believe the word. Faith comes by hearing. So God applies, gives us the gift of faith to apply to the word of God and apply it to us. So he says, let's reason. You cannot do it on your own, but surrender to God, because look what he says. If you are willing and obedient, amen, you have to be willing and obedient and allow God to work his work through you, through the power of the Holy Spirit and by his word. All our job is to be obedient to him. Is that really asking much? That's what he means. Come now, let us reason together, you and I. Though your sins be like scarlet, you shall be white as snow. Though you are like crimson, your sin is like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Glory goes to God. Amen. Revelations 22. I know I always read this, but I love this scripture. Glory goes to God, starting at verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my rewards are with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. Well, are we a work-based salvation? A lot of people and the teaching out there, work-based salvation, as soon as they hear this kind of scripture, it's evil, it's Pharisees, it's Catholic, run from it, run for your life. It is not work-based salvation. Because our works, the flesh cannot please God. It's our obedience to God by faith through his work and the power of the Holy Spirit, the work that God does through us. And our part is by allowing God to work through us, to surrender to God. Amen? So look what it's saying. Behold, I come quickly, and my rewards is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments. Well, I guess, isn't he talking to born-again Christians right here? Isn't he talking to the saints and believers? So why is he saying, blessed are they that do his commandments? Are these works? Yes, they are the works of the fruit of the Spirit, the works of the Spirit, the Word of God. Amen. That they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the whoremongers and the murderers and the idolaters and whosoever loveth to make it a lie. Amen. I even heard people twist that scripture so bad and take it out of proportion. But you know what? People say we cannot judge. I heard people say we cannot judge. We cannot judge who's going to hell, but people sure like to judge who's going to heaven by making these scriptures work the way they want them to work and not by being obedient to God. This is his word. We are not to say and judge anybody who goes to heaven, who goes to hell, but we are to obey his word and be obedient to God and let the Holy Spirit work through us. The very first sin was an act of disobedience to God. And the very last judgment, the wrath of God, is poured on who do you think it's poured on? The children of disobedience. How important is it to have obedience towards God? Amen? It is very important to have obedience to God. It's allowing God to work through us. Amen? I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the church. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Amen. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of this prophecy, of this book, and if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the city, the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He that testified these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Beautiful scripture. Glory goes to God. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to end it with Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable means is the least thing you could do. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. And that's for sharing for tonight. Sanctification. God wants us to be sanctified. The meaning of sanctification is to be made holy and set aside for a special purpose. What is that special purpose? That God, through the power of His Holy Spirit and by His Word, that He could do His marvelous works through us. And this is why Paul says, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you would present yourself a living sacrifice. That means an act of obedience to God. This is your least reasonable service to God. And obedience is the most perfect form of worship. And God is looking for those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. I hope everybody got blessed by the word. And we need to apply it to ourselves and to our lives, and also share it with others. Glory goes to God. Thank you, Father God, for your word. We give you praise and honor and glory. And we pray, Father God, that everybody that received, that heard your word, would receive it. And it would be planted in their heart and rooted in their hearts. That it would bring forth much fruit for your purpose, for your power, and for your glory. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we honor you and we praise you, Father God. We give you all the glory. Amen and amen. Okay. If anybody on the Block Talk Radio have any questions, you could press 1 on your keypad. Or on live stream, I'm going to see if I could see on live stream if there's any questions here. Glory goes to God. God bless you, brother. God bless you, John. God bless you, John. Lazo. Amen. God bless you. Repent and seek God's face. Amen. God bless you, guys. Okay. There's no questions or anything. That means everybody understood the word. Amen. Val, amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. God bless you, sisters and brothers out there. And glory goes to God. I hope and pray everybody really truly got a good understanding, not to listen when people say, oh, that's work-based salvation. Yes, the word of God is true. We cannot work for our salvation. Our works is His works that He does through us, but we have to be obedient and walking in the Spirit. Amen. And in the word of God, obedient to God. And that's the whole purpose of tonight's sharing. Amen. Okay. Anybody else has a question? Comment? Amen. All right. Well, that's our sharing for tonight. And thank you all for joining us. God bless you, Bitsa and Nido. God bless you, sister. God bless you, brother. God bless you, guys. So apply the word, what you heard. Apply it to yourself and grow in it and meditate on it. Amen. John, if we work from heart. That's right. Amen. What do you think about the new president? That's a question I really don't want to answer. Glory goes to God. Not to earn John Lazo, not to earn anything. Let me get back to John. John says, we work from the heart. Amen. That's right. It's not because we're working for salvation. Our work is because we love God. It's an act of our obedience towards God because we love Him. Amen. That's right, John. God bless you for that. Amen. Now, what I think about the new president, like I put on my Instagram, let's hope for the best, but expect the worst. Amen. I do not put my hope and trust in any man, in any president. God's will be done with or without President Trump. I don't care because his name is Trump. He's not the trumpet of God. And I'm not going to say, like people said, he's the trumpet of God and all that stuff. He's just a man. And men are not perfect. Amen. But we are supposed to pray for our presidents and our governments and let God's will be done. And I hope I said the right thing and everybody understands that. Amen. Trust no man but Jesus. That's right, bro. That's right, sister. Let's see. Brother Lisa. That's right. Amen. Yes, John. Ha ha. Okay. Kathy and you can. I judge a beside for God. You can. I'm judging a beset for God. Not sure what that means. Can you rephrase that or spell it? I don't understand what it means. Kathy, God bless you. And let's see. John Lazo. BJ Trumpet. Okay, amen. The word of God alone. Amen. The word of God alone. That's right. Amen. Glory goes to God. Amen. We trust the word of God. Amen. We don't trust humans. We don't trust people's opinion. I mean, we could judge and are they saying the right? Are they saying wrong? We could do that. But we only trust in God. Amen. Okay, let's see. Can you judge no one is set for God? We cannot pass judgment on any person. Well, that person is sinful and they're going to hell. Well, that person is wonderful and they're going to heaven because that's God's duty. But there is scriptures we can judge one another. Those that are in the church, those are in the body of Christ. We're not supposed to pass judgment, but judge whether it's good or bad. Judge them by their fruit. I mean, that got us in a lot of mess all these years by not judging. And is this person right? Do they need help? If we're not judging, how do we know to go to a brother or a sister? Do you need help on a particular thing or a prayer? Or how would we know what they're dealing with? And if a brother or sister comes to us and says, I can't stop gambling. I'm sorry, I'm not picking on gamblers. I'm just using it as an expression. I can't stop gambling. I can't stop gambling. I gambled away all my life savings, and now I'm living on the street. And what are we supposed to do? Give that person a hug and tell them, we love you, and come back to church next week, and let's do more Bible studies, and we love you even more. I mean, that got us in a lot of trouble. We're supposed to preach the truth and bring scriptures to that brother or sister. Why? So they could be mature in the word of God and grow and get off the baby milk and learn to eat the meat of the word of God. And there is how you mature and apply the word and grow in the knowledge, wisdom, and the Holy Spirit and the grace of God. Amen. So we are supposed to judge. Amen. If we see a brother or sister in the fire, if we love them enough, we're going to tell them the truth and take them out of the fire. Amen. I hope you guys understand that. To judge is to say, I'm smarter. And Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Well, yes, that's when somebody does something wrong towards us. We are not to judge and forgive them. But what I'm saying is, if a person walks in the church and lives a very sinful kind of life, which is hurting him and his family, or her and her family, comes to church seeking God, but everybody just accepts it and just say, it's okay, we love you. That person is not growing in Christ. We have to read the word, and that person has to know the word and learn the word and apply the word to him and his life, or her and her life. We have to speak the truth, in other words. Amen? It also says, if you know of your brother sending, you must tell him, or the blood will be on your hands, or will be charged for it. That's right, 100%. Amen. Repent. We need to warn people if that are heading for destruction. Again, yes, 100%. Till the ground. Amen. Glory goes to God. Yes. But I done a study a few weeks ago. We are supposed to judge, not pass judgment, not condemn nobody, but judge. Judge by their fruit, judge and see what they're lacking and try to help them. And if you love a brother or sister, you try to help them. You do not leave them sink in the boat. Amen? You're supposed to help them out of the boat that is sinking. Amen? Okay. Amen. Glory goes to God. I left my Bible. Okay. Glory goes to God. 1 John 5. What verse? 1 John 5, what verse? Repent 100%. Amen. Let's see, 1 John 5. First John 5. Okay. See, 1 John 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot, loving him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. That's right. Amen. 100%. God bless you, John. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Amen. For whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. This is he that came by water and blood, and even Jesus, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit of truth. Amen, John. God bless you. That is 1%, 100% correct. God bless you for that. Amen. I got to shut off the Block Talk Radio. Give me 1 second, guys. I don't know how much time we have left on the live stream, but give me a few seconds. And episode